It's basically the brainchild of our dining editor, Donna Covrette. She brought the whole team together, and we talked about aspects of breakfast, the kinds of places that you want to go and have breakfast. So we came up with sort of the main meat of the piece, which is a list of places that you would want to go for breakfast and spend some time. For example, we have the Echo restaurant that falls under the category of fast, cheap, and good. You know, grand finale, we called that one Go Big or Go Home because they have a breakfast buffet that you can go to.
So you didn't rank the restaurants by which is the best breakfast place. You sort of picked different categories, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Absolutely. We didn't want to say that this one breakfast place is better than all other breakfasts in town, because really, everybody wants something different when they're going out to breakfast. So we've got all ranges of places, whether it's, you know, a basic diner or more top of the line like the restaurant at Palm Court.
And after doing that, the article also talks about certain aspects of breakfast like coffee and pancakes.
Yes, absolutely. We have a whole page dedicated to items that are a delivery system for syrup. So we've got pancakes, French toast, and waffles at a bunch of different places. And the pancakes that are on the cover are the Wispy Thin Pancakes from Sugar and Spice, which is one of Cincinnati's, you know, landmark breakfast destinations.
Do you have a favorite breakfast place of your own?
Oh, my gosh. That is really hard to say because I tried so many great breakfasts. But I'll tell you the thing that I tried personally that I liked the very best was the Geta hash at Taste of Belgium. That was really, really good. I'm a big fan of Geta. I love it. And their hash is just, it's really wonderful. They put it over their fries, which they call frites. And it's just, it's great.
That's an interesting conglomeration of culinary cultures there.
I like messy food. What can I say?
How long was this article in development? I imagine it involved a lot of, shall we say, research.
Yes, it did involve a lot of research. We've been working on it for months, really. We knew that it was going to be on the schedule probably about a year ago, and it's kind of one of the stories that everybody was really looking forward to doing.
Amanda Boyd Walters is deputy editor of Cincinnati Magazine. I'm Steve Hirschberg.